Well, let's open our Bibles tonight to the 119th Psalm. We'll be looking into verses 25 through 32 of Psalm 119. I suppose if I were going to put a title on this particular section, I would just simply entitle it, The Word in Our Walk. The Word in Our Walk. Psalm 119, verses 25 through 32. Keep in mind that each section of this psalm is 8 verses, and we'll deal with these 8 verses here in this particular section tonight. There is a unity that runs throughout the psalm. The main subject is the Word of God. It's approached from a number of different angles, and a lot said about it, but tonight we want to look at the Word in the light of our walk. So let's just look into these verses now. Verse 25, Psalm 119. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared thy ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Well, I think we can see in this particular series of verses that we certainly need the Lord and his word. If it were not for his word, there wouldn't be much hope for any of us. Wouldn't have any strength in our lives. And so let's just glean a few thoughts from these verses tonight. First of all, in verse 25, we need to notice that we are flesh and we need life. The idea that, again, man is anything but a fallen creature should be dismissed from the mind, and understand that we are but dust and we need life. If God does not give life, we don't have life. We are literally walking dead men and women and boys and girls. But here, the psalmist is calling upon the Lord and asking that the Lord just quicken him, make him alive. His soul cleaves to the dust. We understand what it is to be born in a body of flesh and to walk in a body of flesh. And certainly we need the grace of God in our lives if we're going to walk like we ought to walk as children of God. And it behooves us again to walk as children of light, because we are no longer of the darkness. And the Apostle Paul said, remember that being children of light, walk as children of light. We touched on it Sunday evening. The Apostle Peter said, the time past of our life suffices us to have walked according to the way of the Gentiles. Enough of that. Let's look unto the Lord. We are higher of a flesh, and we realize that, and the Lord knows that, and we need to appeal to him to give us life. So if we're going to walk like we ought to walk, we'll need the Lord. And then we see in verse 26, and as the psalmist here does, he declares himself in the faith. He said, I have declared thy ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. And is this not really the desire of every believer's heart and life to declare the way of the Lord, to declare that we're in it, first of all, and declare that it's the right way, and declare that he's the only way, and then to ask him to just give us grace to hear him and to teach us what we need to know. If I have learned anything along this pilgrim's way, that is that I need to be taught. With such pride and arrogance as unsaved men, we thought we knew it all, but when we came to that place of repentance and faith, we realized we need to be taught how dependent we really are upon the Lord as we declare ourselves in the faith. Truth of the matter is, Andrew, whenever I first began to be around the things of God, I didn't even know what a song book was. Didn't know how to even follow the verses. I thought you're supposed to sing all of each paragraph, just like you'd read a story. So be thankful, young folks, that you've been raised up around the things of God and know a little bit about it. But we need to be taught tonight. We certainly need the Lord. And as we declare ourselves in the faith and declare the faith, then we ought to know that we're heard of God. And as we are heard of God, we ask that He teach us what we need to know. And I am persuaded that He's very faithful to what He needs to teach us. And then in verse 27, we'll tell what we know and experience as He teaches us. Look at that verse. It make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. You know, as we learn the Word of God, we begin to learn to trust the Lord for some things, and then we see the Lord work in our midst and in our lives, and then we can declare that. We can present the Word, even not having experienced it, but it sure gives some validity to it if we know that it worked in our lives. And it has worked in our lives. I can certainly declare far more today than I did even when I was first saved. Even though I was filled with joy and peace when I was first saved, yet today I have learned some things about God along the way. One thing I did have to learn, and I did learn, was that I could trust Him somewhat with the finances. It's not an easy lesson for some of us. Tithing comes easy to some folks. Some of us, it's a real battle. We have to learn that. We have to learn that we can trust God. With that tenth that we think we need, and He can multiply and bless the nine-tenths that is left to us. And so there's some things that as we are taught and as we begin to put into practice, then we can declare them, even with joyfulness and thanksgiving in our hearts, also to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. How precious it is that we can tell what we know and what we have experienced. It's not sweet to be able to teach the classes and to have the opportunity to witness and just to share some things that we have learned from the Word of God as the Lord, through His precious Holy Spirit, has taught us and we've experienced it. And even though they might not appreciate it like we appreciate it, yet we can tell someone that, say, this is real. It's not something that's abstract and removed from us, but this is real. This is life itself. And so as we think about our walk, we can tell what we know and what we've experienced. And then in verse 28, I am reminded of the need for daily strength. It said, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Certainly, every day is a new day in this sense of the word. The Bible teaches that we are to take up our cross daily and follow Him. You know, yesterday's surrender is not sufficient for today. We need the strength of the Lord today. Now, whenever we take up our cross, literally we're taking that cross up daily to be put to death that day. But you'll find that the flesh is well rested the next day, and that you'll fight the battle again that you fought early the day before, and you'll need daily strength to walk like you ought to walk as a child of God. I have had young Christians ask me, well, preacher, when does it get easier? And I said, not till you're 6 feet under, at least. It just does not get easier along the way. The battle is still real, and the battle rages. And we need daily strength. And here the psalmist is speaking of his soul melted with heaviness. Sometimes there's outside influences overwhelm us. Sometimes it's from within that brings the heaviness, that we're overwhelmed just by our own weaknesses. And we need the strength of the Lord. So if we're going to walk, then we'll need daily strength. And then we see the appeal and the cry in verse 29 for grace to live. He said, remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law graciously. Is it not amazing how those old things that we knew as an unsaved person, 10, 15, 20, 30, and 40, 50 years later, they'll come back to us? Some things that we ought to forget, we seem to never be able to forget the habits in life. I can give you a prime example of this. Abraham dealt with this trial in his life, all of his life, the matter of lying. He had a tendency to, when the pressure got on, just to find a way of relief. He lied about his wife one time, and years later he fell into the same trap again. We need to be aware of that. We need grace to live, because we're going to sometimes fight the same battle over and over and over. Once in a while, we'll get the victory in the area of our lives, and we can walk away from it say, thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. But many times we'll have to fight that same battle over and over and over again in our lives. And certainly Satan will try to find our weaknesses. He'll work on our weaknesses. So we need grace to live just for the day as we walk before him. And then in verse 30, here the psalmist just simply points out that he's laid out the word before him. He's just chosen that path. He said, I've chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. All the way of truth. I've just laid out the word of God. Whatever it says, I'll agree to. Remember the Syrophoenician woman? She was ignored seemingly by the Lord. She was rebuked by the disciples. But when it came down to it, she responded to the statement the Lord made about it's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, but the dogs get to eat the crumbs that fall from the table. Would not be denied. Just laid out the word before her and was going to trust the Lord in spite of what seemed to be impossible. And I'm persuaded tonight that as we walk this pilgrim's way, we'll need the word before us. It is the lamp under our feet and the light under our path. We'll look at that in another lesson, another message. But tonight, the word before us. And then, even though this might not sound exactly theologically correct, it's experimentally correct. Just grasp hold and keep holding on. You know, the pious theologians will say, well, now that is, you shouldn't say that I'm just holding on because we are secure in the Lord and all this. You know, we'll say it with all great piety. But in verse 31, it said, I've stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. Does that not sound like somebody who said, I've just gotten hold and just keep holding on? That's the way life is sometimes. We need to get hold and hold on to the Lord. Jacob learned to hold on to the Lord. Just said, you got to bless me. Well, today we need that blessing. Just grasp hold. Not anything wrong. That's real faith. Just get a hold of the Lord. Don't turn it loose. Be much like the bulldog. Just take a tire tool and pry at your teeth loose. Hang on to that which is good and precious in the sight of God. And then, finally, as we look at it, as we see the victorious side of this, when we're strengthened, we'll run the race. Verse 32, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Oh, how precious it is to know the experience of coming to that place in our life of a measure of maturity and be able to just run the race. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When our heart's enlarged, when God has blessed us, whenever he has literally unfolded his person before us and unto us, and we realize to say we can really trust him with our lives, that he is grace sufficient for the moment that we live in today. The word and our walk. I hope that you'll take hold of the word of God tonight and make it the primary source of strength and direction for your walk tonight. I am encouraged from the 119th Psalm, and certainly I am encouraged by the Lord's grace that he has given.